Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, both the state Senate and the House have passed bills that would increase the state minimum wage, currently at $8 an hour. Lawmakers are still hashing out the details, but it seems likely a lot of Massachusetts workers are on the verge of getting a pay hike. But who would get the raise? WBUR digital editor Ben Swayze recently met with six low-wage earners in the Boston area, and this morning he shares their stories.
A diverse group works in low-wage jobs. That's one of the reasons the minimum wage issue is complicated. At fast food restaurants, you find mothers working to support their families. In the summer, you find teens scooping ice cream, working for a little spending cash. And then there's Larry McCain, who works for an independent contractor at Logan Airport.
We go inside the planes, we vacuum, move any trash that the passengers may have laid, left, correct the seats, make sure everything's neat, do the bathrooms and everything like that.
It's a big, humbling change for the soft-spoken 51-year-old. Larry's story makes you think about the American economy in the 21st century. Trained in machine and tool operations in the 1980s, he says he used to make nearly $20 an hour. Now, $8.33 an hour.
When you fall through a different pay grade, you start to appreciate more and more what you have. You know, because there's things I could afford, and there's things I wish I could afford, you know. It's been like a slide. You know, I had cars, I had a couple of cars, nice apartment, everything like that, but economy starts sliding, pay starts sliding. I end up here at Logan Airport for $8.33 an hour. So I've been sliding quite a bit, but I'm going to hold on.
The father of two grown daughters, Larry now lives alone in an apartment in East Boston. He says 90% of his part-time pay goes to rent. He's hoping for another job in his machines trade, but right now he's just looking for more hours and more pay.
It'll make me a lot happier, for one, but, you know, a lot of things will change for me, like my diet will change because I'll be able to afford a little things more, better to eat, you know. Spirits would change because of the uplifting. At least I feel like I'm being appreciated for the work that I'm doing.
So that's Larry's story. I also met two immigrants. Emmanuel Sabit had a turbulent past as a Sudanese refugee. But the effusive 21-year-old is now worried about his future. He's a baggage handler at Logan who makes $8 an hour. And Inez Miranda, from Cape Verde, cleans a nursing home in Brockton. Speaking through a translator, with her hands clasped in front, she made plain her motivation for her two kids to get an education so they can, in her words, do better than I do. In Marblehead, I met Allison Kroll, a cheerful barista with a wide smile. She makes $9 an hour, though some weeks those tip jars on the counter can bring it up to $11 an hour. The 26-year-old works part-time and nannies a bit, and gets food stamps. Still, she relies on her boyfriend, with whom she lives.
If I did not have him, I don't know where I would be financially, and that's a really tough thing to admit, that I probably couldn't support myself on my own.
Allison wants to be a midwife, and told me she'd be more inclined to return to school for a nursing degree if she had more money. But although Allison said it'd be phenomenal to consistently earn $11 an hour, even she worries about higher labor costs.
It's a tough thing for me to grapple with because I think that for independent businesses, raising the minimum wage is going to be a very difficult task. And I fear that we're going to lose small bookstores and small coffee shops.
Tips play a bigger role for other wage earners. When I spoke with Tom Hardy, he was earning the state's tipped minimum wage, $2.63 an hour, as a bartender in Cambridge. But with tips, Tom takes home a lot more than that, though he's stressed how his pay depends on his customers or if there's a big Red Sox game on. Lastly, I went to a Boston high school, where I met Jordan Pomare. The 17-year-old is a high achiever. For 4 years, she's worked part-time at a community nonprofit. Her $9 an hour pay goes to everything from clothes to college savings. And at first, she told me that a raise in the minimum wage is needed for adults who have pressing financial responsibilities. But then I prodded about teens making more as well.
some teenagers, they don't need $11 an hour because that's giving them money to run out and do whatever they want, pretty much.
Six low-wage earners, all of whom would see a raise if the minimum wage is increased. The governor, by the way, is expected to sign whatever minimum wage bill comes out of the legislature. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ben Swayze.